I love it. When you see a movie and there's a plot twist you did not see coming.
Yeah.
Like if you saw The Sixth Sense when it came out.
That's yeah.
That is, that's the classic.
It was such an amazing plot.
You did not, I don't know anyone who saw it coming. I heard some people later who were like, maybe, but I don't remember one person. I'm sure there was somebody who figured it out when they first saw that. Bruce was Willis was a ghost. Spoiler alert. But it doesn't happen in real life. Or does it? People were asked, what is the real life plot twist you experienced? Some of these will blow your mind. This first one is just confusing because you know how when people start describing how somebody's related to someone and then somebody's related to someone, but then they're related and you feel like you have to write it down, but then it's gone?
I always have to compare it to my life.
Okay, let's see how you do with this one.
Like who's who?
Yeah.
My sister's husband is an army veteran and has two ex-wives and kids with both.
Okay,
so take out my sister's husband. There's a man who's an army veteran. He has two ex-wives and kids with both. His first ex had an affair with his dad while he was deployed in Afghanistan.
Ooh.
So he divorced her and his parents broke up.
Yeah.
The ex-wife had a baby not long after the divorce. And you know what's up. It was his dad's baby.
Oh, my God.
So my two oldest nieces have a half-sister who is their aunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard to follow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Wow.
That is very confusing.
This one's more of a plot twist. When I was around 8, I was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy and severe heart issues. It was implied heavily, and I wouldn't live that long after that. So I grew up from 8 on, expecting not to be around.
Like borrowed time.
8 years later, I was still here, and my doctors had pretty much given up figuring out what was wrong with me, so my parents decided to get a second opinion. We went to the Mayo Clinic, where they quickly diagnosed me with postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, something that is easily treated. It's called, known as POTS.
Oh, yeah.
Something easily treated.
Okay.
Which is the opposite of what my doctors had told me.
Yeah, that's the opposite of dying soon.
Yeah.
Now I was 17 and like, I don't have a plan for my future. Which, why would you?
Yeah.
If you think you're on borrowed time.
Pretty good problem to have.
You'd be delighted.
I mean, a little, but also crap.
Yeah, you've already crossed off everything on your bucket list.
As I've heard that from friends who attempted to take their own life and survived it, or it didn't work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, they're like, I feel so lost sometimes because I never planned to make it this far. And so everything just kind of feels like a plot twist, or everything just kind of feels like, whoa, this is different. I never planned for this. I never expected this. Or they just kind of, they're a little bit more free spirited because of it, because they're just like, I don't plan for anything. Like, I don't know how.
Do you think it's in a weird way a second chance at it?
I think so.
Like, but also that realistic thought. I never even thought about that.
So
that
they,
if that had been, if you had had those thoughts,
so they take it as a positive then.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
And they joke about it too. Sometimes they'll be like, "I already tried to end my subscription once, and that didn't work."
It's so hard to do that these days.
It really is.
It is.
How about this? I dated a girl. She told me she had cancer of the ovaries and was doing chemo. So she was always sick, and that made a lot of sense. A lot of long nights. 8 months into the relationship, she had a baby. She didn't have cancer. She was pregnant. Turns out, she's a pathological liar. And rather than just say she was pregnant, she made up the cancer thing because she thought I'd be more sympathetic. And I was.
Well, yeah, as one would be.
She got you.
I know somebody who did that. They faked cancer for like 8 months. They even like told everybody that they had a trial that they were going to out west that wouldn't
like
be
a
available.
Medical trial.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I was like, that ain't adding up. And you don't want to be the person that says that's not adding up and then do your math wrong. You know,
right?
Like you don't.
Right. Like, 100%.
They start
double
showing
check
their
that math.
They
that's
start
true.
Showing their work, and it's like, oh wait, you definitely have cancer. But no, they definitely didn't. And then they just like started living their life again. It was
Do you think
so
the plan
crazy.
Initially is to say, yeah, the trial worked.
I mean, I don't know how you do that. You know, how do you, cause how do you fake it around everybody's
people are going to have a lot of questions about this
right.
trial.
Yeah.
And where can I learn more about this cure?
Yeah.
So they're good?
I guess. I don't talk to him anymore. Huh. I was like, that's a friendship ender.
It's a good deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know too many people who've actually had cancer, and that's just not something you fake.
Now, my mom's had cancer 4 times. What if I found out she was faking all those times? Like once a decade, she's like, time for some spotlight. Mm-hmm. There is no way that's possible. I mean, that is literally the most impossible. I think she has a better chance of flapping her arms and flying to the moon today than that being true.
The way you've described your mom.
They'll never think that I love attention.
That would be the greatest plot twist in the history of Earth, because my mom gets embarrassed if during a commercial she sneezes and people look at her. Like, she does not want attention. Really? That is her thing. Nope. I'm under the radar. A kid from my high school was a star football player, popular and whatnot. One day, he was in a random, horrible car accident with a friend. He was seriously injured and passed away a few weeks later. It was shocking. The whole school felt it. It was a terrible event. The town, everybody. During graduation, we celebrated him and created a scholarship in his name. About a year later, his friend who was in the car accident with him was arrested on his way to school. Turns out, before they got in their car accident and started driving home, they had raped a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
So the one dude had died.
Whoa.
And everybody paid tribute to him.
Ooh.
But the fact of the matter.
No, he's a terrible person.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So do we change the name of the scholarship? I think we will.
Yeah. You cancel that scholarship out.
No.
Definitely.
That is.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, definitely.
I joined the military in the 80s. When I was leaving basic training, my sister was dating an old friend of mine named George. After basic and then tech school, I came back home to find out that George had gotten married to my mom.
What?
What?
Whoa, George is so your stepdad?
When you left to go off to the army, you're like, good luck with my sister. And then you came back and he's like, I'm doing your mom.
How long was he gone?
A couple years. The marriage lasted less than a year, but 30 years later, they still live together.
But, like, what's the deal with mom? Like, you can still communicate in the military.
Yeah. Were you stationed? Space Force?
Yeah.
How did you not know that?
I mean, it wasn't during World War II, right? Like, it was more recent, so.
And right. Did the letters get lost?
Yeah.
They were only married a year, but they're still living together 30 years later?
Yeah. There's got to be a lot of plot twists in that life.
Yeah.
Messy existence there.
A year and a half ago, my sister's ex was stalking her. He knew everything. Where she went, who she was with, what people said in conversations with her when they were semi-private, what people were wearing, things he couldn't have possibly known unless he was there. We could not.
Your iPad just
plot literally
iPad,
just
the iPad.
Disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
We could not figure out. I'm just going by what I think might happen now. We could not figure out how they would have possibly, the stalker, her ex-boyfriend, would have possibly known what was going on. By the way, this never used to do this. This is a software glitch that is new. This software round.
You're trying to convince me or you?
Yeah.
I'm basically complaining while I'm getting a blue line filling up.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. Some of these software updates.
Without the art of sharing the story as it was written, I know for a fact that that one ends with, the mom liked the ex-boyfriend and was feeding him the information about her daughter.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, the ex had her house bugged or something.
No. She would send him information and help him stalk her. She was helping her daughter's ex-boyfriend stalk her. It reminds me of... the documentary where...
Unknown Number.
Unknown Number, where the mom was bullying her daughter.
Yeah.
That is so...
That's the greatest real-life plot twist I can remember seeing.
That blows my mind when you hear... Because that wasn't an isolated incident. Like, you hear stories about that on a fairly regular basis where you find out, you know, the kid's being bullied and then they do a little bit of detective work and it's somebody who was, you know, their parent or their sister or their brother or somebody very close to them.
Yes.
It's truly insane. Just to share how it went, he said, we searched her car for a secret camera, for GPS, checked her purse for bugs, everything we'd seen on TV, the movies we looked for. We finally decided he must have hired a private investigator, but he was unemployed and lived with his parents, so there's no way he could afford that. And the PI idea wouldn't have explained how they'd know what was going on inside our house. Finally, we called the police, and that's when we found out the twist. Our mom confessed that she had been feeding the stalker all the info because she was having sex with the ex.
Ugh.
I didn't know that part.
Wow.
So mom was bleeping my sister's stalker.
Gross.
That's insane. Like, that's a... Man, that's a level of insanity I can't wrap my mind around.
All of these could be documentaries.
And I'd watch them all.
I would.
That would, man, is there, could you think of anything more disappointing than finding out that your mother was the one that was like feeding all the information?
That was your tormentor?
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. No, I can't that fathom that.
I'd be absolutely broken.
Yeah. I mean, the person that is biologically programmed to have your back more than anyone else in the world was selling you out. This one is much shorter. Started dating a girl. Her single mom met my single dad. They mingle hard.
Mm.
Girl sleeps with my best friend. Messy breakup. Now my ex-girlfriend is my stepsister. Life is a sick bitch.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Seen movies that start that way.
I don't know. Good sexual tension though, right?
Yeah.
There was a family on Teen Mom that was kind of like that, where the two teenagers, they got pregnant and then their parents started dating, and then the parents got married while the two teenagers also were like planning their wedding and everything. And I think they were the only couple, I think it was the first season of Teen Mom, where they were the only ones who were putting their kid up for adoption. But yeah, they followed them throughout the years, and it was the weirdest thing, being like, hey mom, hey stepdad, all right, we're all living together because that's my boyfriend, your son, my stepbrother.
Yeah. Whoa. That is weird.
But the kids were romantically involved first, so like it's not as weird.
I have an ex-girlfriend who has an ex-boyfriend who is her stepbrother now, because they were dating in high school.
Okay.
And then they I think they had broken up first, but anyway, her mom and his dad were both divorced, and then they met each other, and then they eventually married. And
that's crazy.
And they've been together. As far as I know, they're still together. I mean, it's been years, but
did he ever catch her using his laptop? Wink.
I don't think so.
Did the parents meet because the kids had been dating?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was one of the, probably met at like the homecoming dance pictures or something.
Did you ever think about that when you were single, Hot Wings? Can't wait till my son's older and older and starts dating some girls so I can scope on the girls' moms.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Any port in a storm.
Yeah.